This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal, and this is a special update. Listen to the full show at marketplace.org. A deal is upon us. Marketplace's David Gura is on the line from Washington, D.C. Hey, David.
Hey, Kai.
Here we are. 81 to 18 was the vote in the Senate. What exactly did they agree to?
Yeah, so this was a proposal that was brought forward by Senator Harry Reid and Senator Mitch McConnell earlier today. And what it would do is reopen the government, fund it through January the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Congress would raise the debt ceiling for a couple of months. And on top of all that, we'd see the creation of a new committee of members of both the House and the Senate who would look at fiscal issues, look at budget issues.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to make a report, an official recommendation by mid-December. So as you said, passed it 81 to 18. The president made a brief statement right after that happened. Now the ball is in the House's court.
Let me we'll take apart each of those or the two or three important ones. But I want to make sure everybody understands this. We are doing this again in January and February. We're having the debt limit discussion on the 6th of February is when it's going to come a crashing down upon us, the 7th. And then on the 15th of January, we're doing the government shutdown thing again.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's okay to be cynical here because we've been through this so many times. but I put this to a couple of economists with big financial services firms, and
mm-hmm.
I was struck by what they said. I mean, the markets, it's a funny they're a funny thing.
Yeah.
And what one guy told me was that this gives us a breather. So even though it's a short period of time, it gives us a breather. And, you know, the president has said he's going to talk about these things. Maybe
mm-hmm.
he'll make progress. Another economist told me that, you know, even if this, you know, pushes the budget negotiations down a few months, what the markets care about, and this is really all they care about, is the debt ceiling. And
mm-hmm.
what has this demonstrated? Again, I don't want to bet that the House is going to do anything, but should the House pass this, should the president sign this into law, you know, we've averted what would have been pretty catastrophic. And, you know, the markets can say, look, that's probably going to happen every time.
Yeah, let's assume, because if not, I don't even know what to where the next question is. But I want to play a clip for you of the president speaking not long after the House vote. Here's what he said, and then I have a question for you.
Once this agreement arrives on my desk, I will sign it immediately. We'll begin reopening our government immediately. And we can begin to lift this cloud of uncertainty and unease from our businesses and from the American people.
We talk all the time, David, about uncertainty, how business hates it, how consumers hate it. It's just not a good thing. Do you think it's credible that the president thinks that he is now going to be able to lift this uncertainty from everybody?
I'd say easier said than done. And he said we're going to hear from him again tomorrow morning, so he'll probably have some more to say about that. But, you know, you talk about uncertainty. These have been two, going up on 3 weeks of real uncertainty to a degree that, you know, we haven't seen before. That's really rattled consumers, probably really rattled employers as well. So he's got a pretty big hole to dig us out of. And I say he and the Congress both.
Yeah,
and so they've got their work cut out for him, Kai.
The other date in the deal that was made is December the 13th. There will be a big budget super committee report due out then. What's it going to talk about? And we've had budget super committees before and they didn't work out so well, David.
So obviously a thread through all of this has been, you know, a number of people in the House and the Senate have been concerned with the size of the debt, size of deficits. And so that's what that committee is going to deal with. But as you said, you know, most recently we had a super committee. We've had other bicameral committees that have looked at these issues before. What's that amounted to? Well, not that much. You know, a lot of hope, and then that's dashed pretty quick. So, you know, the optimists among us would say that in light of what we've just been through, maybe this time that's going to amount to something. It's not that far off. Again, the deadline is mid-December.
Yeah.
That's not many days from now. We'll see what they come up with.
David Gura in Washington on this amazing story. David, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.